have a couple of quick announcements. First of all, a special hello to those who are at home. I'm going to wave this way because our camera, our brand new camera about a couple of weeks ago, went on the fritz. And so ever since then, we've been using the trusty old smartphone over in the corner. So hello, everybody at home. It should be in this week, and we'll be having a better view from then on. We certainly miss you. We know many of you cannot be here for various reasons. You're still part of our family, and we love you, and we'll be here when you are able to come back. Secondly, just a very brief update on the Bicentennial Campaign. A thank you, heartfelt thank you, to all those who have pledged. Next Sunday is our official commitment weekend, and we'll reserve then just a little time for those who haven't been able to pledge to do so. Also, you may receive a phone call soon from our volunteers to see if you have any questions that they can answer, or to thank you if you've already pledged. Again, thank you. We've received some of the distributed funds already, and we've been able to put them to good use. You can see the security fence forming at the school, and we've begun the initial roof work on the old church, on the flat parts of the roofs. So God bless you for your generosity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Christianity has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and not tried. It's a quote from G.K. Chesterton. It sums up, I think, where we are today. And today's Solemnity of All Saints is perfect, though, for challenging us to do better. To do better as disciples of Jesus Christ. That is who we are first. That's why we're here. Tuesday is, of course, Election Day. Many people have wanted me to speak on this, and many people would be equally happy if I didn't. Each of us will have to answer to God for how we vote. However, as a priest, you know, I cannot, and more importantly, I will not tell someone how to vote. That would be wrong because it would be too easy. It would place the responsibility for your choice onto me. Well, Father said it, so. And I will not have you bringing that before God on the judgment day. Well, Father told me to do that. But this is a symptom, though, of our problem that we have today that runs throughout our culture. But as even disciples of Jesus Christ, Catholic Christians, we often want easy answers. We want the easy way. After all, we're Catholic and we have a magnificent catechism that seems to say at first glance, do this and don't do that. But that's not our way, actually. We are not Pharisees who blindly follow laws in black and white without a heart in it. Doing that ignores the hard, difficult work that it takes to truly live the life that you and I are called to live. Jesus spent time and time again telling the Pharisees that they had to do better. It had to be from here, not just here. It's not about the external, but the change within. Now, what do I mean? In the earliest days of our faith, we were simply called the Way. It was a way of life, which was meant to be a living, shining example of how to truly live and witness to the one, Jesus Christ, who himself is the way, the truth, and the life. Not a way, a form of truth, a way of life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And you and I called then to live this life in the midst of any culture, any society. Jesus calls you and me to be salt and light in these places. So contrary to popular myth, The Catholic Church does not impose a set of rules on her people or anyone else. She offers us a choice of truth, to choose the good, to choose the right, to choose virtue. Yes, all of the things laid out in the Catechism are completely true and good and beautiful, every single paragraph. But you won't go to prison if you transgress one of our spiritual laws. The Church does not advocate a kind of Catholic form of Sharia law where you have no choice but to conform to religious norms or else be punished or killed. It doesn't respect you and me being in God's image. Instead, you and I are called by Jesus Christ to choose in freedom to live in a way that is, friends, different from everyone else. That's how we're called then to lead. If we're the same, we can't possibly inspire. And this is the point. We are called to inspire others, even atheists, agnostics, to see things in the light of God's perfect truth by how we do everything. A way that would inspire them to greater virtue and conversion, and at times, call others to task. But for many people, for many disciples even in our day, this seems too lofty an ideal. And so we devolve into the mundane. So what happens? We devolve into taking platforms of political parties as if they were themselves religious beliefs, religious ideals. And you can see people treating them as some sort of sacred set of principles, usually because they like it. It has nothing to do with the gospel, but they like it this way. We end up often living our lives by the principles of a party we prefer rather than the revealed truths of Jesus Christ, our faith, the way, the truth, and the life. We run the risk of worshiping them with all of their planks and candidates rather than worshiping God. It's so easy to fall into that kind of idolatry because we can see it, we can hear them, but it's the golden calf all over again. And God and his prophets seem so far away. It's more difficult to pray and to live daily a life that is different. Maybe some need to admit that we've formed our own religion, like so many others over our 2,000 years, taking what they like from the Catholic Church and leaving what doesn't fit their personal preference. A religion of self, a pope for everyone. What we truly need, though, for you and me, as disciples of Jesus Christ, is a reawakening for us as believers, if we are believers. A reawakening in the words of the Acts of the Apostles, to be of one heart and mind. From the Acts of the Apostles, they were of one heart and mind. Or as St. Paul wrote, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. That's what we were. We were thinking one thing. Think of the influence we could have if we stopped fighting with each other, died to self, and visibly lived our faith. It's been said that when one virtue dies in a society, 1,000 laws are needed to preserve what it stood for. But that becomes problematic for us because following laws merely because one could get arrested is not the same as living a virtuous life, is it? For example, murder is wrong. All forms of murder. But not committing murder because you will get arrested, as opposed to not doing it because it is morally wrong, are two very different things. Racism is wrong. But do we want people to stop being racist because they will receive a fine or jail time, or because they have come to realize in their hearts that it is just plain wrong? So yes, I am the son of a state trooper. We need and have to have laws. But you and I as disciples are called to get out there and change hearts. And that, my friends, is the grueling, difficult work of becoming a saint. But that's what this is all about. If we don't become a saint, we don't go to heaven. And we have to become saints. Now, you might say, what you ask is too much. It's naive, even. No, it isn't. It's our job. It's our mission. And these very principles were given to us by Jesus himself. And Jesus started small with a lot less people than I see in front of me right now. So don't give up. We are in the world, yes, but not of the world. The saints we celebrate today are saints precisely because they did the hard work of discipleship, even if it meant sometimes their death. They stood up for their faith. They stood up for human dignity and at great cost to themselves. Inspiring people like St. Gianna Beretta Mola, a pediatric physician, a wife, and a mother. Early on in her fourth pregnancy, the doctors discovered that she had a tumor in her uterus. And doctors recommended a complete hysterectomy, which would have killed the child. She only allowed the surgeons, being a doctor herself, she knows, she only allowed the surgeons to remove the tumor, saving the child's life. With great faith and courage, Gianna made a choice that enabled her daughter to be born, although it meant the end of her own life. But the gift of life is worth it. That daughter is a doctor herself today. People like St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, who was told by the Archbishop of New York that the ship she came in on from Italy was still in the harbor and she should get back on it. She replied, "I have letters from the Pope," and she stayed. She then went on to care for the Italian immigrants who were being completely rejected, both the legal and the illegal, because they were human beings and needed God's love. By the end of her life, she had founded over 70 different institutions to help. Christianity has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and not tried. Now, this is true on one level, but whenever it has been tried, wherever a saint has stepped forward, the world around them was changed. The answer to our problems, friends, the answer, the medicine, the remedy is saints. For you and me to be a saint, and for us to ask the help of the saints. Holiness is what we're talking about. It demands constant effort, but it is possible for every one of us because it's not a human effort. It is first and foremost a gift from God, and he freely offers it to you and to me through the sacraments, those channels of his grace to help us. To be a saint does not require doing extraordinary things. It does not require you having astonishing powers. It only requires, first of all, to listen to Jesus and then to follow him without losing heart when faced with difficulties, and then teaching that to others, teaching others to do it too. If we give him our whole lives by heroically following wherever he leads and doing whatever he asks, as difficult as it may be, he will transform us into the saints he made us to be, truly the children of God. Rejoice and be glad, children of God, for your reward will be great in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us stand.